were just talking for the elections, and then the representative of the extreme fascist right, Golden Dawn, threw a glass of water to one of Syriza candidates. She was mad, like a wolf out of hunger. I don't know exactly, and I cannot describe the meanness. It's nothing that has to do with politics. It has to do with political beasts. And then I stood up with the newspaper, trying to tell him, what are you doing there? And I stood up, and then he started slapping my face. I protected myself the best way I could. I have a punch to my left cheek, and he says that that's the way to protect democracy in a country like Greece. My dear, this is the snake coming out of the egg. This is the result of the big capitalistic crisis in Europe. This is the result of poverty. They want to get into the parliament.
You are now at the police station and...
No. I'm not going to sue him. Everybody saw what happened. It's not a personal matter. It's a political matter. I don't estimate myself as low as to take him to court. In politics, when violence of this kind is shown to the Greek population and throughout the world, let the people decide and judge him. I can bear a punch. I can't bear the humiliation of reacting on a personal basis, being a deputy for the Communist Party for the sixth time in my poor, small life. I'm 58 years old, and the only thing I can do is just feel pity for his mother and his father and his colleagues.
These people, though, are parliamentarians. They stood in a democratic election, and for the first time, the far right has been represented in Greece since the end of Greece's military junta in 1974. So they have a constituency.
This is not my problem. This is the problem of the voters. And I can't put on the shoulders of the voters, some of them just being desperate. When they voted for this party, probably they didn't know exactly what it is. And it's young people. They haven't lived the nightmare of fascism. They want to change the agenda of these elections. And the agenda is that the Greek people are impoverished, they are desperate, they want to fight back, they want to have work. With their life deteriorating, you can't sell hope in a bottle of violence.
Well, let's talk about the politics then. As a politician, what does this tell you about the nature and the level of the debate that's taking place in Greek society today?
I think that the debate is not done, but under conditions of blackmail, of poverty. When you are 10 years in the Eurozone, out of these five are in dreadful recession, when the crisis points you out as a rogue state, when somebody speaks about a country that must feed its population, plus all the immigrants passing from here, for a paradise that turned out to be the paradise of spreads, of banks, of big money, of loan sharks, then the answer can be only politics, nothing else.
Who do you hold responsible for what you've just outlined?
The capitalistic crisis and their idea of rebuilding the world to their measure. If the shoe fits, wear it. We're not going to wear this shoe.